Today, we'd like to see the title, In That Day. Chapter 5, verses 18 through 30. So before starting the Bible study, I want to present three questions. Number one, why do they call evil good, put darkness for light, or bitter for sweet, in verse 20? The question one, why do they call evil good, put darkness for light, or bitter for sweet, in verse 20? The question two, why does God war to those who are wise or prudent in those eyes? Question two, why does God war to those who are wise or prudent in those eyes? Last question, what is a dead day in verse 30? What is a dead day in verse 30? Oh, I see. Okay, so wait, please, you know, put it out the plate. The water come out, you know, might be like shortage or something like that. You know, take out. Okay, thank you. The book of Isaiah was written by Isaiah the prophet during 767 through 687 before Christ. So about 700 before Christ, Isaiah was written. The chapter 1, verse 1 said, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah. So, basically, the Bible talks about Isaiah prophesied or delivered the God's word to whom? Concerning Judah and Jerusalem. So Jerusalem is the capital city of Judah. So when they're talking about Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. So those days, archaeologists could find out the date is 767 through 687 before Christ. So we could see the Second Chronicles, chapter 26, 27, and through 29, how Jewish people did so. Basically, you read in those chapters, Jewish people, they worshipped not only God, but also other gods. So basically, Jewish people were idol worshippers. So God doesn't like idol worshippers. God wants that whoever worship only God. Only God meaning, only means excluding any gods. God wants to be served or to be worshipped by himself alone. So that's the bottom line. So basically, those most the Jewish people, the Judah, Jewish people, not only worship the God, but also other gods, you know, idol worshippers. That's why today we read chapter 5, verses 18 through 30. God gave certain judgments is coming soon against Judah. At that time, Israel, two countries, northern Israel, called as Israel, southern Israel, called as Judah. So basically, Isaiah prophesied to southern Israel, called as Judah. Verse 18, woe to those who draw iniquity with cause of vanity. Woe meaning bad story, bad or sorrow. To those who draw iniquity with cause of vanity. Iniquity means sin. So somebody drawing iniquity or sin. So the sin brings a burden. So that's why the Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, basically says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Basically, somebody subjected to a certain sin, for example, fornication. So one guy is tempted to fornication, but he doesn't want to involve in fornication, but he feels like forced to get into fornication. So really, fornication, the iniquity kind of sin, really burden. So, but Jesus gave a resolution here. So come to me, come to Jesus Christ, then you should repent your sin, then you will receive Jesus' forgiveness. Then Jesus said, I will give you rest when you receive forgiveness. So he would have a rest. Then Jesus gave a teaching, take my yoke. Jesus gave a certain duty, certain ministry to you, then take my yoke upon you, then let him learn from Jesus, learn from me, because I am, Jesus is gentle, lowly in heart, Jesus is humble, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and burden is light. So whoever is tempted to certain sin, for example, gambling. So gambler is forced to go to gamble, although he doesn't want to go to gambling player, but he is forced to go to gambling. That's called, you know, gambling addict. You know, those people, first of all, he should repent their gambling addict before God in Jesus' name. So the God will give him forgiveness. At that moment, he will have a rest. Then he can learn from Jesus Christ how to handle, you know, how to live and for God's glory or something like that. So this one. But God hates to those who draw iniquity with cause of vanity. So somebody is drawing, you know, the sinfulness or iniquity, trespass, you know, contaminated other people to commit the sin. So that's a word, you know, sad story. And sin as if with cart rope. Cart rope meaning like a wagon cart, you know, some kind of rope, kind of it. That day, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. That same meaning, this is a sinful man, sinful guy, you know, basically the Jewish people, Israel people, who worship and idols, rebel against God. Those people said, some kind of they are mocking God. Let God make speed and hasten God's work. Let God, you know, you will do it, that we may see it. So Jewish people said, we may see it, you know, God will make a hasten, you know, judgment against us. Let's see, you know, how God, you know, would judge, you know, against us. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel. So let the counsel of God draw near and come. So let, you know, God's counsel come right here and come, that we may know it. Let's see. So basically, God delivered God's word through Isaiah. Isaiah basically said, if you do not repent your sin, either worship it, you know, the sinfulness, you know, their church before God, and receive God's forgiveness, you will be judged. You will be judged. How? Basically, it's a plan. How God will judge them. Then, the Jewish people said, let's see, you know, how God judge, you know, against me. You know, let God make a speed and haste in God's work, that we may see it. let the counsel of God draw near come, that we may know it. That kind of ridicule on God, like a blasphemy. Word, verse 20, said, to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness. Basically, their discernment is fuzzy. They don't know which one is evil, which one good, so that's why they said, evil is good, good is evil. Basically, they have no standard of discernment. Why they have no discernment? Because here, the verse 20 says, they despised the word of God. They rejected the law of God. Because they despised the word of God. They disrespect the word of God. That's why they don't know which one is good, which one is evil, which one are sweet, which one bitterness. They don't know. That's why they say, put bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. So the God said we should be careful for false teachers or the different gospel deliverers. The Jeremiah chapter 23, four types of false teachers, false prophets. Number one, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 13. And I have seen folly or foolish in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal and caused my people Israel to err. So first type of a false prophet. So in the Old Testament, the prophet's duty is delivering God's word, like today's pastor. Pastor's duty is we are delivering God's word to you and taking care of God's share. So, first is not only teaching the God's word, but also Baal. Baal is another idol God, idol God. Baal is the knowledge of God, you know, is the idol. So, idol God. So, somebody delivering not only God's word, but also other gods. You know, that is a false teacher. Additional, certain the gods. You know, for example, not only delivering God's word, but also Buddha's teaching or you know, other you know, gods teaching kind of stuff. Verse 16, second type false prophet, false teacher. This says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophet who prophesied to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from mouth of the Lord. Because they are delivering their own heart, the vision. They said, although he brings his own heart, not from God, he said this vision is from God. That's the second type of false teacher, false prophet. So they speak a vision not of God, but over their own hearts. The verse 28 just said, this one is the prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, said the Lord. What is that? So God's word is a type, a symbol. The wheat is a symbol of God's word. The chaff is a symbol for dream, right here, plan. So if you have God's word in heart, you might have a spiritual experience. So if you have experienced kind of dream, so this situation is he receives the God's word like a wheat. Chaff is a function. Chaff is a function to protect the wheat. So the you see, you know, one wheat outside the chaff. So chaff protects, you know, the fungus contamination or you know the bacteria contamination or the raining, you know, the protection from so wet and raining. That kind of work, you know, chaff. Chaff is the cover for wheat. So, chaff comes from wheat. Likewise, the word of God planted in your heart might produce a certain spiritual experience, like a dream or a vision, so many experiences. But always the word of God is superior to your spiritual experience. So it is about relevant, but this false teacher taught, he does not talk about the word of God, but only spiritual experience, dream only. That is the third part of the false teacher, false prophet. So last type is verse 36. And the oracle of the Lord you shall mention no more. He said, this is the oracle of the Lord. This is the word of God. Don't say so. For every man's word will be his oracle. So, not God's word, your oracle, your word. For you have perverted the words of the living God, the Lord of hosts, our God. This case is, you see, you know, Jesus was tempted by Satan. So second temptation, Satan cited the word of God, the Psalm chapter 99. Satan said to Jesus, if you are son of God, you fall down, you know, from the top, you know, up to down. Then he cited Psalm chapter 91 said, God will protect you not to hit by rock, you know, that kind of God's word. But that is exactly the Satan perverted, cited the God's word, Psalm chapter 91 at that point. But chapter 91, the entire God's intent, you read the entire chapter 91, they said, God is a protector, whatever your circumstance. That moment God gives one example, if you fall down from Clipper, God will protect you not to hurt. You know, that word comes out. But Satan uses that particular word, he make Jesus Christ as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. So totally the intention is perverted. Perverted meaning twisted. That kind is false type of the false teacher. So this kind of teacher, the different kind of teacher, that's why the Jewish people got confused. So they said the sweet as good, good as sweet, as evil, sweet bitterness, bitterness is sweet. So they said so. They is totally confused. Also, Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 10, the pastor or teacher's duty here, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Basically, any other words from the Bible. So we should bring the word of God, the gospel in the Bible. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Or accursed meaning you will be accursed. For do I now persuade man or God, or do I seek to please man? For if I still please the man, I would not be a born servant of Christ. So basically, pastor, teacher, the attitude is, whether or not today, I am basically bringing God's word in the Bible to God's people. God's people. That's the issue. Rather than, I really please the people, you know, let the people pleasant, like you know, enjoyment. No, because we are the born servants of God, you know, basically. But unfortunately, but at that time in Judah, there are many prophets, false prophets. So that's why Jewish people said, the call evil good, good evil, put darkness for light, light for darkness, because they have no standard for discernment. So let a standard of discernment. So our Christian, our believers, standard to discern what's good, evil, always the Bible itself, the Word of God. Verse 21 says, "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Which meaning, they said, "I am wise by themselves." They said, "We are prudent by themselves." This kind of call the Bible or pride or arrogance. Why, you know, God said word? Because God's nature is James chapter 4, verse 6 says, James 4, God gives more grace, therefore he said, God resists the proud. Because of God's nature, God resists the proud people. Because he said, I am wise in my own eye, or I am prudent in my own eye. That is the proud man. So God resists the proud man, but gives grace to the humble man. So that's God's nature. Why? Because God wants to be glorified by his creature, by us. That's why God doesn't want, you know, arrogant people or the proud people. So that's the nature, because those, you know, arrogant people, throughout the people, God said, "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Then, "Woe to man, or just said, to man, mighty at drinking wine." So I call it, "Woe to man, valiant for mixing intoxicating drink." There is a cocktail, you know, mixed in, you know, toxic, the alcoholic, you know, some kind of beverage too, you know, that kind of the sad story. "Who justified the wicked for a bribe?" This one justified, this is a crooked judicial system. So some Jewish people give a bribe to judge. The judge would make the crooked judgment, that kind of it, for the bribe giver. So this kind of who justifies the wicked for bribe, because of the judge received the bribe. That is an example for corrupt judicial system. "And take away justice from the righteous man, therefore as the fire devours the stubble." But this kind of evil thing, because no good thing, that's why God would give judgment. Right here, "as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumed the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because of the reason they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts." They have rejected God's law and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. So they rejected God's law, they despised God's word. So, for example, today in the education system, in high school or elementary school, middle school, the school, you know, we favor Halloween, you know. Ah, which one? Halloween. Halloween really the Satanist, you know, the holiday, Satan. Halloween meaning, you know, that is, you know, the many, you know, Satan, you know, devils, you know, that kind of thing. But today, you know, even public school allowed the Halloween, you know, celebration. But unfortunately, public elementary school does not allow Christmas holiday. So that is because of why? Because this is American today culture is different from the former, you know, America, the forefathers' culture. So totally different. Why? Because the American majority of people today rejected the law of God or despising the word of God. That's why today, elementary school, public school, rejected the Christmas celebration, but favor for Halloween Day. Also, you do not say there is a Christmas vacation rather than a winter vacation, or Easter vacation rather than the spring break. So they want to use some kind of non-Christianity kind of a term. So if you use a Christianity term, so might be bandied by the authorities. So that kind of why today that kind of situation appears, because most of people despise the word of God, the law of God. He had stretched out his hand against them and struck them. So basically, God, to stretch out God's hand against the Jewish people. Why? Because the Jewish people despised the God's word, rejected the law of God. Also, they made idols and worshiped them, So that kind of stuff. And the hills trembled like earthquake. Hills trembled. Their carcasses, a dead body, corpse, were as refuse in the midst of the street. So basically, the Isaiah the prophet delivered the gospel to Jewish people. If Jewish people, you do not repent your sins before God and get the forgiveness from God, your Jewish people would be judged how? Like that, carcasses, a dead body in the midst of the street. So for all this, his anger is not turned away. So God's anger is still alive, but his hand is stretched out still. So God tried to, punishment or judgment against the Jewish people who disobey God. He will lift up a banner to the nations from the far. This one is historically talks about Babylon. Babylon invaded into a Judah country. How it looks like the Babylon will lift up a banner to the nations from afar. The Eastern Babylon is today Iraq. Iraq is the forefather in the Babylon. Babylon is would embedded into Israel, so using a big banner, and will whistle to them from the end of the earth. Surely they shall come with speed, swiftly, very quickly. They embedded into Judah. No one will be weary or stumble among them. No one will slumber or sleep. So the Babylonian people have a very sound mind, no weary or stumble, slumber or sleep, nor will the belt on their loins be loosed. So they fashion the belt very tightened, so in order to attack against Judah. Nor the strap of their sandals be broken. The straps of sandals not broken. So very tightened. Whose arrows are sharp. Arrows are very sharp. Also, and all their bows bent. Bows bent in order to sharp, arrow against Jewish people. Their horses' hooves will seem like a flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. So there is a wagon. Horse wagon is a very separate, very clean, very organized. Their roaring will be like a lion. Right here, lion. Lion is in Daniel chapter 9, chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. God gave a vision to Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylon king. So Daniel interpreted that vision. That vision talks about the first then lion. Lion is Babylon. Then, verse 5, another beast, the second like a bear. Here is a middle parasha. So first country, Babylon, come out. Then second country, the parasha. Parasha is a bear. Third country, leopard. That's Greece. Greece coming out. The last country, an indescribable beast. That is Rome. So the lion indicating here Babylon. So Babylon depicted by Persia. Persia depicted by Greece. Greece depicted by Rome. So this is a lion talks about Babylon. They will roar like a young lion. There is a young, you know, you saw Babylon's army stew. Yes, they will roar and lay hold of the prey or food. They will carry it away safely and no one will deliver it. The last verse is in that day, in that day. In that day means God's judgment day or Judah fall to Babylon. Historically, 586 before Christ, Judah fell down to Babylon. So after Isaiah the prophet's lifetime, so after the death of Isaiah the prophet, the Judah was defeated by Babylon. So in that day, they will roar against them. So Babylon against Judah, like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, behold the darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened by the clouds. So this one, it happened. So this one is basically Isaiah the prophet prophesied to the Jewish people. Today, we can apply, you know, this situation to us too, because God said the great tribulation will come here soon. Because before great tribulation, Jesus Christ is coming in heaven. So you should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Based upon your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus is coming in heaven after 1 hour or tomorrow or next day. That moment, all born-again Christians will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So we will stay in the Lord with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven during 7 years. During 7 years, right here, great tribulation coming on the earth for unbelievers to come down. So this one is a kind of stuff, so we can apply this Isaiah prophecy to us too. So we should obey God's word. We listen to God's word. We keep, you know, God's word. So if we violated God's word, at that moment we should repent and we seek and God's forgiveness. Then, you know, we would have rest and peace. So let's see each question. What do they call evil good? Put darkness for light or bitter for sweet in verse 20. Because Jewish people had a fuzzy discernment because they had no standard of discernment. So they rejected the God's word. They despised the God's word. That's why they said they call evil good, darkness for light, bitter for sweet. Question 2. Why does God work to those who are wise or prudent in those eyes? Because God's nature resists the proud people. God give grace to the humble people. Question 3. What is that day in verse 3? That day, in this context, that day meaning the God's judgment against Judah through Babylon. But this kind of stuff we can apply to us. So right now, great tribulation is coming soon. Just before great tribulation, so right here, Jesus is raptured. So we are raptured. We are caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ soon. So we are waiting always, be with the Lord, you know, always. God bless you. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Then